This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Jay Dyer and Sam Tripoli are going to be hosting the fourth hour. That should be interesting. Syrian girl's here with us right now from Australia, middle of the night. But she wants to get into color revolutions. Start getting into it right now so we know our enemy and to know how serious the situation is that we're facing.
Sure. Well, you know, George Soros, he funds a lot of these organizations like, what do you call it in America? It's not Get Up, it's, Now something where they basically fuel protests.
He funds them all. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, he funds them all.
He has a lot of little splinter organizations that fund these groups, including the stuff about global warming, Extinction Rebellion, for example. So what you can tell, there's telltale signs of a color revolution. You have the media and the corporations, suddenly they're all part of the rebellion. Suddenly they're all promoting the resistance, and everybody has to have a black square as their profile photo or they're a racist. Suddenly Nike has a black square as their profile picture. So that is the first sign. The corporations are on board. Second sign, the media, especially in the U.S., I think everyone realizes now the media is quite left Democrat controlled. And they have been on board and fueling it. You have the politicians amongst the Democrats are also, you know, trying to keep it going. It has establishment backing. That's how you know it's a color revolution. And it's interesting that they had mostly peaceful protests, and your media saying that protests are mostly peaceful, because guess what? They said the same thing about Syria. You know, at the start in 2011, when cops were getting their heads cut off, as well in 2012, and getting hit with swords and killed, it was mostly peaceful protests. So it's this exact same thing that I'm seeing, and they're playing off both sides, and they're creating destruction. There's looting. In Syria, we had looting. Not only did they loot, companies and cars and dealerships, they looted factories and the equipment that makes the products, not just the products, but the actual infrastructure of the factories were looted and sold to Turkey in order to buy guns. And they looted priceless thousands of year old artifacts like the Torah, the 2000 year old Torah scroll, things from Syria's history, antiquities that are ending up in museums around the world. They looted that. So I can see that with the United States, there is an attack on the culture and the history of an identity of the United States in the same way that there was such an attack on Syria. And I don't think, especially I want to get into Antifa. Antifa have been supportive of the Kurdish groups in the northeast Syria. And now the Kurdish groups, you guys have to understand, are Antifa as well. The PKK, the YPG, the SDF, and Trump himself said he doesn't really like the Kurds that much because he knows that they share the same ideology as Antifa. They all follow a man called Murray Bookchin. This is very important. You have to look this up. It's a book called The Ecology of Freedom. This is what this book is called. And that is the book by which these anarcho-Marxists, the ideology which they follow, and that is the ideology that built the Chad Autonomous Zone. And it's the same ideology that's building the autonomous zone in northeast Syria. Now, we've had actually American and British Antifa come to Syria to fight alongside the Kurds to build this.
Sure, they're international communist revolution brigades, and they brag about it. For radio listeners, we've been showing everything you've said. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds, you'll continue to have the floor. Lay out the history of this, and then how we defeated here in the United States with Syrian girl from Australia. We'll be back on the other side. Please remember our websites are newswars.com, infowars.com, and band.video. But band.video is banned on Twitter and places to share. So go to 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and you can share those links. We'll be right back.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of T-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Jones, your host. She's in Australia. She grew up in Syria. Her family was part of the ruling party. Got thrown out by Assad. She doesn't support Assad, but she was against the Islamist groups working with the globalists, with Al-Qaeda taking the country over. Everything she exposed, the false flags, all of it got documented. She's one of the most accurate people we've ever had on the last 6, 7, 8 years now. But she's getting into color revolutions and who funds them and what they're doing and how the media is behind it. All the big powerful corporations. This is the establishment. And something's always worse after they take over. And they're about destroying cultures and nation states and vibrant independent groups. And they'll bring in refugee groups that they then manage as a client state so they can have their agenda be covered up because they supposedly represent the Kurds or the black people or whatever. But all of it is a cat's paw. All of it is a pawn. All of it is a cover. Like the UN saying, we love children to give us money to UNICEF when they're helping starve children to death and kill them in mass. It's a formula, and Syrian girl was laying it out beautifully. Please continue.
Sure. Now, the Antifa, which, of course, they should list as a terrorist organization, it began its existence just before World War II in Germany as the military wing of the Communist Party there. So back then, every political party actually had its own militia, and the militia of the Communist Party was Antifa. And in the beginning, they were very pro-Soviet Union, but because of some kind of internal politics, they turned into...
You know, Trotsky got kicked out because he was exterminating everybody, and then that's when Antifa came along. Very sophisticated, you know that.
Yes, so initially they were pro-Trotsky, and a lot of Antifa are still Trotskyists to this day, and of course...
But you're also the neocons.
The Trotskyists are probably, I'm going to say the second worst, because the first would be the anarcho-communists, I think, that follow Murray Bookchin. So this, after the Trotsky thing happened, the Antifa ideology morphed not so much into just pure communism, but anarcho-communism or anarcho-syndicalism. And that is why in the Chad, you know, they had built these little farms, like because of the ecology aspect of things. And they're basically, a lot of them, if you looked at the Chads, a lot of them were saying, we want another Rojava. We want a Rojava revolution in the United States. Now, Rojava is this supposed anarcho-communist utopia that they're trying to build in the northeast of Syria. This is sold to the United States people as the Kurds are finally getting their own territory. This is what Biden is going to try to push if he ever gets into power, that the Kurds are finally getting their own state.
But this really, just like Ukraine, they want control of a key gas pipeline, oil pipeline nexus point.
Precisely. And not only that, the northeast of Syria is actually the breadbasket of Syria. It contains all the wheat. So they're actually, the Rojava is being built by the YPG Kurds, which are affiliated with the PKK, whose leader is Öcalan, which is a terrorist under the United States law, who follows Antifa's Mari Bookchin ideology. In fact, he was friends with Mari Bookchin. He was personal friends with him. So that's why it's not, you know, they're all like, anyone can be Antifa, just be anti-fascist. No, Antifa is an ideology. They have a flag. They want to create a state. They are a militia. It fits. I mean, you could say the same thing about ISIS. You could say, well, anybody can be ISIS. You just have to have ISIS ideology and blow things up. Yeah, exactly. Anyone can be ISIS, just like anybody can be Antifa. And it's not okay to use violence against people if you happen to disagree with them about anything, including race. So I don't
understand. Well, that's it. It's basically use a G.I. Joe analogy, like Cobra. But imagine if Cobra had better PR and said, we're killing Nazis. But when Cobra took over your town or killed them, they go, Cobra's here to fight Hitler. Give us your money and women. We control your power plants now. Hail Cobra. You're Nazis if you don't support Cobra. And meanwhile, the leader of Cobra is an ancient Nazi sympathizer, George Soros. So he pulls his mask off. The funny part is, I'm actually a Nazi. Hail Cobra.
And I think that's why Trump tried to get out of Syria. He knows what these groups are. He said so himself in, you know, in so many words, like, oh, you know, they weren't there for us in World War II. They're only good fighters if we're bombing for them. And, he said some things about the Kurds, which shows that he kind of knows what they're about. But he got so much pressure for that he had to sort of stall the pullout, unfortunately. And I fear that using what Biden himself said in his debate, that he's going to try to, push the same ideological line about those poor Kurds, the sympathy for the Kurds. They need their own state. They've been marginalized. The thing that people have to understand is Northeast Syria is a mixture of lots of different ethnicities, not just Kurds. So, but when it comes to the United States, it's interesting that I saw in the autonomous zone that they had that they were doing segregation. They were also trying to segregate people along the lines of race. You know, they had regions where, like, was black only, and regions that, you know, white people can be. It's madness. It's a regression.
Well, that's a prison model, just like the schools. And just like America now, where you have the black area, the white area, the Hispanic area, the Asian area, and then you have the leaders that the warden, the governor, or the warden, or the president under their system, the mayor is the warden, and then they only have bosses. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about this in several of his books. They set this up. There's only a few leaders of each gang, and then the groups stay under the gang leader because they're fighting the other group, but really the gang leader's meeting once a week with the other gang leaders to decide how to control things.
Absolutely, and I feel quite bad for Kyle Rittenhouse, that poor child, you know, put in that situation. And I don't think it's a good idea to. Well, basically, what they want is people to fight. So I would say, in spite of the fact that it must be hard to watch the country burn.
No, I agree. I think it looks great, and as a man, I like fighting back against communists. But when you do engage them, it's what they want. What they don't want is a real war where you go after the leadership.
Exactly. Exactly right. That's not what's happening. I mean, you know, the so-called Antifa BLM, the protest movement, that they think, a lot of them don't think that they're backing Biden and Harris. They think that they're fighting the establishment.
Yeah, they don't even know that 90% of the donations they get go to the Democrats. The Democrats run them.
They don't see that they're not actually, they haven't actually provided an alternative. And therefore, since the media controls the narrative, it's going to end up just backing Biden and Harris. So they're not really fighting the establishment as much as they would like to think that they are. It's not going to go anywhere. I could see that from the beginning. And these things, again, like I said, last time, you know, last election, after the election was over, somehow black lives didn't matter anymore. You know, somehow we weren't talking about it anymore. I don't think that, unfortunately, they cannot say that they are fighting the establishment because they haven't even really identified it. I mean, it's not just Trump. You know, that's what they want to make it out, like Trump versus the protesters. It's Harris was the prosecutor. You know, Biden was one of the people that put all of these stringent police powers in when he was vice president. Only like, I forget exactly what he was. But no,
he was a U.S. senator when he put in minimum sentencing for black people. And, you know, and he doesn't apologize about it. But here's the deal. They thought they could beat Trump, so that's why they kind of got out of his way up front. Then they lost, and they thought, well, we'll have a color revolution on his back. Now that's failing. They're getting more and more desperate. And as Trump just calls them out as Chi-Com globalist agents, it's over for them. But he's got to get even more hardcore and just lay out who the real players are, because that's the truth. And if Americans are faced with the end of their country, the end of the dollar, the end of our success, and enslavement, you know, versus freedom and justice, they need to go that way. But then we can't have an armistice here in this political war. We have to then root out the Democrats, because they're a globalist force that don't believe the country should even exist. They want to destroy us. They want to dominate us. We don't want to destroy them. We don't want to dominate them. They're doing it to us. They started it. So we have to have the outlaw of the Democratic Party and the eradication of it politically, and we have a new second party. I'm serious, folks. That's what we've come down to. We'll be right back. It's like not long.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Celebrities, but I gotta say, I was a little kid watching WrestleMania when he did the whole incredible ballet with Andre the Giant, who weighed like 500 pounds. Hulk Hogan called into the show like 8 years ago. People said, that's Hulk Hogan. They called up a Florida affiliate. And later, I know somebody that knows Hulk, and he said, you ever called Alex Jones? Oh, yeah, I love Alex, brother. It's a good guy. Don't like him. And I never tried to reach out to get Hulk Hogan on, but we should do that. In fact, Dario, like 6 months ago, I meant to tell the producer, we got to really get Hulk Hogan on, because I know he's a big Trump supporter. He's not made a big thing about it. And I just looked at InfoWars.com. Look at this. Hulk Hogan claims his friend received a mail-in ballot for his dog. Hulk's a very truthful guy. This said it happened. We know dead cats are getting him. Media said Trump was engaging in baseless conspiracy theories when he made similar claims. But it's actually true. They're scraping any name in a public database off Facebook, off Twitter, off anything. And so people's dead families, if it's the same address, you're getting a ballot. Like if you wrote an obituary on Facebook, our cat Spot died 5 years ago, you're getting them. This is confirmed. I mean, if you're a new listener, I can play the newscast, but I don't want to take up time from our guests. But Hulk tweeted, crazy stuff. A friend of mine just got a mail-in ballot for his dog, Nugget. Now even dogs can vote. Hulk Hogan. I mean, Syrian girl, this is crazy. I mean, we've caught the globalists staging chemical attacks, staging fake elections. They backed the Arab Spring, overthrowing U.S. allies, putting the Muslim Brotherhood in to blow up hundreds of churches. I mean, this is crazy. And they've succeeded everywhere else. People go, oh, Soros won't succeed here. Well, he's sure as hell trying, isn't he?
I noticed that a church was also burnt during these riots in front of the White House. So that also reminded me of what happened in Syria. I just want to make clear also that just because I think that the riots are a color revolution and they're being destructive, they're not helping at all, doesn't mean that I don't think that there aren't serious issues with police brutality. Like we saw in Australia, like we see in the United States.
But they use that as their cover. They use that as their cover.
Yeah. It's just the cover. They're not actually going to succeed in changing that with what they're doing. It's actually probably going to make it worse. So they are giving them an excuse to behave the way that they are.
Well, exactly. They're going to run good cops off and only bring in corrupt thugs who work with the system who will be totally protected.
Yeah, and as we saw, you know, at the beginning of the entire Black Lives Matter protests, you know, you had some old men getting shoved and having their head cracked open. I'm not going to stand here and say that things like that are okay, but we have to remember that Eric Garner was choked to death under Obama. The kid that was shot with a toy gun, he was 12 years old, I forget his name. He was shot under Obama. So to claim that this issue is a new thing that is happening under Trump is a complete and utter lie that Democrats are trying to sell.
Well, I mean, also, Obama, it's mainly Democrat cities that do the most extreme training for whatever. Officers have to instantly react. They are so well trained now, they instinctively shoot. So they see what looks like a gun. They don't think they shoot. They're trained. It becomes instinctive. Maybe that's a little too much. It saves a lot of cops' lives. It's a very dangerous job, but the instinctive shooting of the shooting simulators is what's doing this. You think a cop wants to shoot an innocent person and face murder rap? No. They are in these situations. I mean, a cop gets called because a guy's robbing and trying to rape a woman. Just in Florida the other day. He comes, the guy shoots him in the chest. The cop shoots the guy and kills him. They're having protests and riots when it's on video that the guy shot the cop. I mean, this is insane. So that's how much they're paralyzing things. Where even when the guy's on video shooting the cop, let's play the video. Let's back it up. We'll play it right now. Go ahead and start it from the beginning. Go ahead.
It may be a lot.
I have my keys.
I have
my keys.
Police power, shoot me right. Hands.
Get in that door.
Hands.
Go.
Stop.
Like that job where you randomly get called because someone's a burglar assaulting a woman. You show up, the guy's black, you're white, he shoots you in the chest, you shoot him and kill him, and they people say, we don't care, you're still bad. That is crazy, Syrian girl.
They are twisting and obfuscating facts a lot. I think that it's interesting that they had that story with the, forget his name now, but the man who was jogging, and, you know, they would sort of give you little tiny bits of information.
They didn't show you the guy was breaking in houses. They didn't show you they called the cops on him. They didn't show you he was, like, driving up in parks, getting the cops' faces. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's clear that they're trying to create something here. They're trying to create divisions, and they're trying to have people argue over these things.
If anything, since the media and Obama, you can't get cops to do stuff now, actually. They've paralyzed the police. I mean, we certainly can't get them to do anything. I mean...
Well, they can't seem to stop the destruction of businesses and the riots. I think that, you know, the police do serve a purpose. You can't have a country without them, unfortunately. That's the reality of the world. So, of course, they need to have their training...
The instinctive shooting saves cops' lives. It gets innocent people killed. But then when you go to the job every day and people are shooting at you, what do you expect? The world isn't perfect, is my point.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. It's not.
All right, in closing, I'm going to get you back more often than every 6 months. Come on the nighttime shows, the election countdown that's in the morning in Australia, not in the middle of the night. Come on, David Knight Show. We love you. We appreciate you. How do people follow your amazing analysis, Syrian girl?
Thank you. Day or night, I'm happy to be here. My analysis, follow me on Twitter, Partisan Girl, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan, and on Patreon, Syrian Girl, if you'd like to fling me a dime.
Absolutely. You're amazing. Hey, no, thank you. Join us whenever you want on the nighttime show, especially because I know that's in the morning for you. And that is, of course, the election countdown will continue right through until whatever happens till we get shut down. I mean, I'm not giving the enemy any enjoyment here talking about it, but I just want to tell listeners we need your prayers, we need your support. And kind of like having a family member tells you they got cancer. They're kind of cool, but I got cancer. Let's go have fun. And one day, oh, you know, your uncle's dead. He died of cancer. You go to their funeral. I'm not trying to be dramatic, folks. It's just that I'm not a big victim here. I don't squeal and squawk. They're tearing the living snot out of us. They got PIs following me. They're suing me up one side down. They're harassing all of our institutions, all our suppliers. We need your prayers and support. Syrian girl, thank you so much. It's great to know you're out there. And that's what's great about this, though, is there's so many great people like her and so many new people like Carlos Zapata coming online. And all these other people that I never heard of just kicking ass. I feel good. I carried my mission out. I want to continue. Only you'll keep me in the game. And that means you got to go now. Because I don't know how long we'll be able to take orders, folks. I'm just going to leave it at that. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now. Plus, you need horrible food. Get them in now. InfoWarsStore.com. Be right back. Stay with us. Coming in studio, Deanna Lorraine. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover
of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
She's been doing weeknights here with Owen Schroyer, Spencer Hernandez, and others and knocking it out of the park. I had a feeling that when she got here to our offices, she would kick it into the next level, and she has. Don't forget, I do a special, basically commercial-free. We run 6 minutes ads for local TV and radio stations, but we don't have any ads. So there's no network ads, and we do the Saturday Live, what we're calling it. Not Saturday Night Live, Saturday Live, 2 to 4 p.m.,
Then I come back with a show I've been doing 16 years in that slot. That's 4 to 6 p.m. And then we've got the new Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 right after that. Deanna Lorraine and others are hosting the election countdown weeknights, 7 to 9. And it, too, only has 6 minutes of breaks a show because there's so much breaking after we're on air, so much happening. So I just said to Deanna Lorraine, I said, I want to get you on today about some other subjects, but what about this Pelosi thing? He said, oh, I want to bring that up. Now they had a brutal press conference that's linked on Infowars.com where they showed that this was not a setup. She knew it was empty. She knew what she was doing. She knew that it was an open facility. And it just shows the hypocrisy of Lightfoot saying, well, I get a haircut, you don't, or all these other mayors and people, or how Democrats keep their businesses open but nobody else can. This is crazy. What do you make of this?
Well, it's funny, Alex, you mentioned that because I haven't even gotten my hair cut professionally or colored or anything since March. That's why my hair is looking pretty Aretha Franklin-y, pretty crazy. I'm a normal American, right? But I'm not allowed to get my hair done or my nails done. And businesses, salons have been closed. They've been shut for the last couple months. Why is that? But yet, Nancy Pelosi can walk her butt into a salon and sneakily get her hair cut and dyed or whatever, blown out. And by the way, she wasn't wearing a mask either. And I don't care. I want businesses to open. I want salons to open. Okay? Because all of this is ridiculous. We know that the rate of morbidity is so low now, especially even CDC has admitted it. But yet, she's calling for all these businesses to remain closed. She's the one who's saying that all of us need to stay at home. Businesses and salons need to remain closed. And that's the big problem I have with all of this. That's what's so disgusting and sinister about all this. And then she had the goal after that to blame it on the salon and say that it was a setup. You can't get much more disgusting and sinister and hypocritical than that, to blame it on the salon.
That's right. Everybody's already seen the videos. We won't play it. But she's like, Literally, it's a conspiracy against me. When they're all going out, they're not wearing masks. De Blasio, Cuomo, Schumer, none of them are. They all know it's BS.
Right. Yeah. They all know it's BS because when you catch them in private, you're going to find them without a mask. You know, are you really thinking that they're going to be wearing a mask 24/7?
And they know as we wake up, they go, don't wear it during sex. And wear it. You hear in Wisconsin?
Yes.
The Democrats make them in the meetings, even though they're at home, wear a mask in the meeting.
Right. In a Zoom conference or in a Skype conference. So because they want to set a good example, right, to comply. And now, by the way, in an Uber, if you're caught not wearing a mask, and this speaks to the social credit score that you always talk about, in an Uber, if you're caught not wearing a mask one time, then the next time they're going to make you take a selfie of yourself with a mask strapped onto you before you can even enter.
It's all an act of submission ahead of the universities are already starting it, where it'll be on your phone, and you can't leave the campus, and it tracks you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and I saw where universities now have face scanners, which when you come in, they won't, the doors close if you're not wearing a mask.
Right, exactly.
God, I mean, talk about dystopia. Like that, boom.
Right, and we have Bill Clinton, too, on tape with Eric Garcetti, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, and with Bill de Blasio and with Gavin Newsom talking about how we need to test and trace and contact everybody. And it's Bill Clinton's company that is behind the
contract. What's wrong with that? And then he gets state funding like the governor of Texas gives it to him through Google.
That is the best impression ever.
Deanna Lorraine, let me ask you a question here.
I did not.
How bad is this going to get?
It's good. We see, he's the one that's behind everything.
You're a little old for me. Maybe more like 12.
I know, I am a little bit old for
Bill
Clinton.
No, you're not. By the way, I like your kind of jungle girl hair.
You like it?
Yeah.
It is super Amazonian.
Hey, Austin isn't a shutdown. I gave you my wife's number. She'll get you this salon.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's not that you need it. You signed up. You're working with us the next 6 months.
I know. I'm so excited.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm so excited to be here, guys. And I'm telling you why, too. Because you can't go anywhere else and actually speak the truth without getting censored or banned. And I actually had a struggle before I started working with InfoWars. I couldn't find articles anywhere. I would think, okay, where can I find articles on the CDC and the low death rates? Where can I find articles, the truth about masks or hydroxychloroquine? And guess what? Within a minute of trying to find it, you know, everything was vanished from big tech, from Google and everything. But InfoWars always had the information. InfoWars always had the articles. So I think Why not be at the front lines of this fight with someone who's
and you are putting yourself on the target. Most men are scared to do that, but we are really proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I hope that I probably have more balls than a lot of these liberal men. But you are the general of this war. You are the general.
I don't want to be the general. I'm glad. Let me tell you, you do a better job than I. We'll put you in charge.
Oh, I don't know about
I'll
that.
I'll go play golf, which I used to play. I haven't played in 20 years. I used to play golf.
Oh, my God.
I'll go play golf a little. You can host a show.
I don't know.
Let
maybe.
You young swippernappers do it.
Swippernappers. That might be too much responsibility, but I'll try. You know, I could be a quite the warrior-esque.
It was funny. One of my child custody battles. I love my ex-wife. She's such a sweet person. But she did make the false statement that I told my daughters they could never be professionals.
Oh, my God.
I hope my daughters are astronauts if they want to be.
That's the funniest thing about her. Because you've always, you seem like you're very empowering to women. Like, you want women to be empowered.
I do, yes.
Of course. And you have daughters. Of course you would say. Of course you would want
to be
empowered.
That's just a funny story. Because the media is like, Jones believes women should be barefoot and pregnant. Only when they want to be, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, they tell me I need to go back to the kitchen because I don't have, you know, I don't have a brain, so they think I need to go back.
Well,
to
you
the
got
kitchen.
A better brain. I want you in the front lines.
Yeah.
Because the men are refusing
holding
to.
Holding spears.
They say when men won't be men, women have to step up.
That's true. And look, but it's the Marxism that has created this these weak men, right? Marxists have created these men who don't know how to fight and don't have the will to fight anymore. And that's what happens.
Well, that's what the Greeks would say. The Greek women would say, I'm interrupting, you're right.
Yeah.
They would say to their husbands, you come back with your shields or on them. Because in a battle, if you drop your weapons to run, no, they say, you come back with your shields or on them. That's what we need is women demanding men go to the next level. And that makes us all more strong. Sorry.
Right, exactly. But feminism has been very intelligent, you know, with brainwashing men to believe that they, you know, that they need to disown the alpha male. You know, the alpha male is bad, demonizing the alpha male, demonizing the strong man, demonizing masculinity, but glorifying the weak little wussy soy boy and the Antifa, you know, soldiers, if you call them soldiers.
And that's just because the corporate want to just roll over everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And they know that strong men create strong nations and create strong families. Weak men allow communism to take over.
Let's just say this. There's nothing sexier than an empowered, strong woman, but then who also has all the great feminine aspects of children. That's what we want.
Right.
I mean, real conservatives and nationalists want powerful women. Are you kidding?
Right. And what liberals don't get is I can be in the kitchen, okay? I can cook. I know how to cook. I'm Italian and Spanish. But I also have a brain, too, and I can be feisty and I can be strong when I need to. And what they don't get is that they feel like it has to be one or the other. You either have to be feminine and be a
they just want something the corporations control. They want women right. to the husband to be the state.
Exactly. They want the husband. Well, yes, of course. They want
why
to
do they put
husband.
That back up? Why do these women destroy their power? I mean, look how they destroy
so
their femininity.
Right. They were so beautiful before, and then feminism happened.
Now they look like Martians.
They do. And feminism really is a cancer. I mean, look at what it does. It infects all these women, and it has them disown their greatest power, which is their femininity.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. So that's that, mm-hmm. Alex. So this is why we need to be at the front lines of the fight. At InfoWars, and this is why we're here, and we're going to have this new generation of Info Warriors that are really excited, and I think there's going to be more women, too, that are going to come out and...
Well, you really came through on the Skype when I met you in D.C. I know about your work for years, but I had a feeling once you got in a big studio, you were going to kick ass, and this is like... I like having you here. I'm excited.
Good. I hope I've delivered, Alex.
Delivering the good.
Woo! Woohoo! It's going to be so much fun the next 6 months.
I love it. Yeah, just keep us on air, folks, because they are scared of us. So they are bombing the living hell out of us. But we'll be right back with more analysis.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
More stuff happens in a day than happens in a year. They've announced FEMA camps run by the Democrats to lock people up that they are suspected of having COVID in Ohio. They are, Zuckerberg says the red mirage, Trump will appear to win, but Trump's not allowed to say he's the winner. That'll be blocked. And now he's going to ban Republican ads on Facebook, which we knew was coming.
Right.
I mean, they're getting desperate. What are they going to do next?
I don't know, but today it's disgusting because they say that the Russians were meddling in the election, right? And that, or that Trump is meddling in the election. Isn't this the biggest election meddling ever? I mean, this is clear-cut election meddling. How is it not?
I agree. Have you heard the latest? Mm-hmm. ABC News 2 days ago came out and said, in U.S. intelligence suppressed evidence of Russians saying Biden has cognitive problems because U.S. intelligence said there was no evidence when the Democrats brought it forward.
Right.
I mean, you can look at him. He can't talk. That the Russians told you that. Did you know that, folks?
He looks like...
Like, wait a minute. You have a blue shirt. The Russians told me that. But you do have a blue shirt.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's not like Russians, you know, ordered people to walk into the booth in 2016 and vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Speak yourself.
But this is, you know, this is the give me liberty or give me death theme of the week. right? Over and over, we're seeing how our liberties are being taken away. COVID is the cover for everything. But the election is the main reason why. But even scarier is that people say that, oh, all of this is just going to stop at the election. It's not going to stop at the election. This isn't the end game. The election is just a pit stop for the Marxist left, right? Just the first pit stop.
Oh, they're making after their move. This is full-on global commie revolution.
Right. It's a full-on commie global revolution. They want us in masks. They want us, I think Fauci is talking about next, you know, goggles and gloves and even head carves, scarves. I can see very clearly what they're going to do next. They're going to say, well, now we're going to normalize, you know, head coverings, right? Because, you know, your hair is unsanitary. Your hair is dirty.
You're dirty. You're bad.
Yeah, you're dirty. You're bad. Filthy. I see three-year-olds walking around with masks now in the airport. You know, by the way, in the airport, you know, I got banned from Delta. So that was number one. I'm a naughty girl because I'm banned from Delta.
When you were asleep, your mask, your Sharia, your burqa slipped down.
Yeah, my burqa slipped down. So guess what? So 4 days later when I was flying on a different airline, I think they might have changed this because of me. I don't know. But now I was walking in with that same Trump mask and they stopped me and said, oh no, you're not allowed to have that kind of mask. No bandana, no kind of mask like that. You have to have an approved mask. So I had to buy for $3 their own approved mask, okay? So in order to board the flight, that was number one, the first change. The second change they did, which I wonder if it was because of me, they now on the loudspeaker say, we're going to walk around. We don't have any drink service. We don't have any food service in our plane. So we're just going to be walking around every few minutes to make sure that your mask is worn correctly and in place. So
their job is keeping you as prisoners.
Yes. So it's not enough to wear a mask, which is dehumanizing enough, remember, and it's humiliating enough. But now you have to wear an approved mask, and now it has to be in place and in the correct place the whole time we're riding the plane.
Well, I predicted months ago they were going to do that. This is all...
Yeah. Yeah, and, look at that Stasi.
Kermit right? The Frog.
And what was the deal with her guitar? Didn't it look like she was trying to use that as a weapon? Like, she was all too happy to kind of, like, spear me with this
guitar.
Well,
that's
guitar.
What the authoritarian regimes are, is they use little low-level people as their minders.
Right, and guess what? These waitresses on airplanes, a.k.a. flight stewardess, they don't have any drinks anymore. They don't have any food anymore to do. They have nothing to do now except for police. They've become, that's their only job now, are little Stasis to write up reports and to ground you or ban you from
which is the global social credit score, which is now here.
Exactly. And same with now Ubers. You know, now people are marking you as one star if you're an Uber passenger, if you didn't comply correctly. It's all, you know, it's all just about compliance. And even there was an IQ test last week, a new study out that says that people who don't comply with shutdown orders and masks and social distancing, they're less intelligent than people who do comply.
And then another one saying women love masks.
Oh, yeah, women love sex. They're saying that masks are sexy, according to women. What kind of women are you that you think a mask is sexy? I'm sorry, I think a mask looks like a cuck. It looks like you're strangled and you're suffocated.
Well, I mean, obviously these studies are all bogus.
Right. Well, the studies are done.
Why do you think the real studies are coming out, which we already knew, that it's 9 out of 10 tests are false positive. Only 9,000-something died, not 180,000. This is crazy.
That's huge. And we all know this, but of course they're quietly rolling that out, you know, and not making a big deal. I mean, that should be wall-to-wall cover. That guess what? You know, only 9,000 of the 180,000 deaths that we keep touting every day are actually solely and specifically dead from coronavirus. And even that, I think that is pretty inflated.
Why do you think even mainstream media is having to admit the truth now? I think because everybody already knows it. So just stay relevant, they're doing it.
I think so. I think they're starting to walk back a little bit, you know, and I think they're trying to kind of cover their ass a little bit. But they're, you know, sadly, there's enough people that go right along with it. You know, there's enough of the useful idiots and sheeple that are just carrying the water.
Yeah, who are these people that get off on following BS? Like, anybody with half a brain now knows this is a fraud. Why are they so into it? I guess they've already committed to it. They don't admit they're wrong.
I think they don't want to admit they're wrong. I think they think that if they admit they're wrong, they're somehow bad and they're going to double down and triple down because they have their leaders, their gods like Nancy Pelosi and Bill Blasio saying that the virus is super serious. So serious, we need to give ankle monitoring bracelets around you if you enter or exit New York City or things like that. You know, in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, apparently, if you go there, you have to have a 2-week-long mandatory quarantine with an ankle monitoring bracelet around you. I mean, that's house arrest. And in Australia, same thing, you know. Do people not think that that's going to be widespread if we don't push back? What are we thinking? They think the slippery slope situation is wrong. Oh, why do you believe in the slippery slope? That's a conspiracy theory. It's not.
Well, the UN came out and said America's bad. It has guns. Take the guns this week.
Mm-hmm.
The UN is saying get rid of our police. The UN is saying open your borders. The UN is saying follow our COVID rules. You must take the shot. This is global government. It's here.
Yeah, exactly. And so. But what police is going to replace the normal police? That's going to be the UN police, right? It's the UN, they're mandated police. It's not like there's just going to be no police. Aren't they going to bring in a certain type of police that they control?
Well, that's what it means. Yeah, exactly. The UN doesn't show up in blue helmets. They take your police over, and now they're in your little uniform.
Right.
That's what a takeover is like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all the good old boys. I ever see a blue helmet. Well, they're here, brother.
Mm-hmm. And when people say, oh, the vaccines aren't that dangerous, they're not really understanding that, a nano chip inside you or, hydrogel or something, that's, changing your DNA structure is actually kind of a big deal.
They don't even know what they're doing. They're mass experimenting on us. They admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're mass experimenting on us.
I didn't sign up to be a guinea pig for your made-up crap.
No, I didn't at all. And then they're skipping, by the way, the guinea pig trials, aren't they? Like, there are no guinea pigs.
They're skipping animals and going directly to us.
Now, I'm an animal advocate, but in this case, in these cases, I think that...
Well, here's the deal. They're doing whatever they want right now. It's already decided.
Right. And I think animals in this, they should take one for the team, because I don't want to be a human guinea pig.
The problem is that in the last test of this coronavirus vaccine, it killed all the ferrets. It killed all of them.
It killed all the ferrets?
All the ferrets.
All the ferrets. Wow. And
truth is, Bill Gates has already been doing tests on this for about 10 years.
Right.
They've already got the vaccine ready.
Yeah.
So they said it'll be 2 years. I said, well, it'll be in the fall. Now they're like, yeah, it'll be the fall.
Yeah. And,
again, we're not predicting. We know what they're going to do.
Right. Exactly.
I'd love to say, oh, my God, Alex Jones is a super genius, psychic. 500 IQ. No, folks. I'm smart enough to read their white papers because they keep coming through.
Yes. And they have legal jurisdiction at this point, right, to remove children from their families and to remove people from quarantine or to mandatory.
They're claiming they have the power that they really don't in the U.S., but in Australia and Europe they're doing it.
And it's totally, there's no pushback, right?
No. Which then normalizes it, but then the contact tracers are run by the Clintons.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Clinton. I forget what's the company name specifically, but it is the Clinton run.
Clinton Global Initiative.
And
mouthful.
Yeah. So you should look at the Bill Clinton contact tracing. I did a video strung together of these clips, and it's creepy. We have Bill Clinton sitting there, and he's rubbing his hands together, talking about
it's going to be great. We got a million people ready. Oh, but what he's happy about is. Each state, they get contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Like the governor of Texas gave like $400 million, or look it up, something like that.
Yeah.
To Google to do this.
So is the end game, so why Clinton is rubbing his hands together, why they're so excited for the contact tracing? Obviously, it's to track and trace all of us. But another nefarious goal, do you think it is like basically to have legal kidnapping?
That's it. It's a medical ID. It's a global ID. They control it. They can medically kidnap you. Ohio's setting up camps for people.
Yeah.
You said it. Deanna Lorraine will be hosting tonight. Coming up at 7 to 9 at Infowars.com and Newswars.com and stations across the country. Pick it up. Election countdown, Taking Back America.
Woo.
You got 20 seconds. What are you going to be covering tonight?
We're going to be covering lots of things. We're going to be talking about the fraud that is Fauci. We're going to be talking about the continuation of Nancy Pelosi. We've got a business owner in Florida that's fighting back, and we're going to have him on the show. And we're going to have Patrick Howley on the show talking about the latest.
It's all coming up. Jay Dyer is coming up. Stay with us.
Woo!
InfoWars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.